The SOH Network presents AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.
For the SOH News Roundup week ending Friday, June 3rd, I'm Rich Crankshaw with AsiaCast. In this bulletin, no justice for China's toxic milk victims. Three Gorges Dam should be dismantled. Talks stall on independent Taiwanese TV broadcaster, and retirees volunteer for Japan nuclear cleanup. But first, our SOH focus on China. Following the recent revelation of a secret compensation fund set up after the 2008 melamine-tainted milk scandal, SOH spoke to some victims' families. Under the regime's guidance, China's Dairy Industry Association established a medical compensation fund managed by China Life Insurance Company. But this fund was deemed a state secret. The parent of one victim told SOH they got to know a lot of families whose children developed kidney stones from the toxic milk. They said none of them had heard about the multi-million dollar compensation fund. Several parents of affected children told our Chinese reporters all the authorities had offered them was 2,000 yuan, about $300 US, and only then if they agreed to waive their right to sue those responsible. SOH also learned that children with small kidney stones were given the all clear to keep the number of victims as low as possible. According to a hydrology expert quoted by the Epoch Times, Chinese Three Gorges Dam is a huge failure and should be dismantled. The massive 17-year project on the Yangtze River displaced at least 1.4 million people. It was intended to control and harness China's mightiest river. But since the dam's completion in 2006, nature has not cooperated. A local official said drought and every kind of disaster has descended upon the region. The dam project has also become a financial sinkhole, requiring hundreds of billions of yuan in ongoing damage control. At present, many discussions critical of the Three Gorges Dam are surfacing in Chinese media and on websites. The Epoch Times website has a detailed analysis of how the dam project has failed its original aims, including flood control and drought relief. Authorities in China's Inner Mongolian have taken swift actions to stop the largest demonstrations in the region in 20 years. Calls recently circulated online for a major demonstration in the region's capital, Hohhot, for Monday, May 30th. But military police poured into the region, students were forced to remain on campus, and the local internet service was disrupted. The unrest was sparked by the deaths of two Mongol leaders earlier this month. In separate incidents, they were killed while protesting against local coal mining activities that have disrupted their traditional lifestyles. SOH takes a look across the wider Asia-Pacific region. Taiwan's premier appeared to give a green light to an independent TV station to continue broadcasting into Asia, including mainland China, but talks have stalled. The SOH Network's media partner in Taiwan, NTDAP Television, is calling on the Taiwan government to fulfill a commitment to freedom of the press. NTDAP has been in talks over a satellite contract renewal with the partially state-owned Chunghwa Telecom. And Taiwan's premier ordered Chunghwa to continue hosting NTD's signal when the current contract expires in August. But Chunghwa hasn't taken concrete action to move NTD to its new satellite. Many suspect the Chinese regime is pressuring Chunghwa to stop servicing NTD's signal because it provides uncensored news and information. NTDAP says having its signal on a third-party satellite would be undesirable. It fears that without the protection of being on the new Chunghwa-owned satellite, its broadcast would be at risk of getting blocked by the Chinese regime. Coming up on AsiaCast, South Korea responds to North's severance announcement, anti-corruption body investigates Southeast Asian Games, and ancient Chinese village reveals early Yunnan culture. But first, SOH Network's Shen Yun quote of the day. Bill Schroeder, retired IT expert, saw Shen Yun perform at Ellie Culkin's Opera House, Denver, Colorado, March 19th.
What I particularly like about it is it's a look into the Chinese culture that we know very little about, and we absolutely love all of this. Because the music is wonderful, the singing is wonderful, the colors and the costumes are brilliant, they're dazzling and exciting and very expressive. And I think the favorite skit that I just saw was the Mongolian dancers, because they were really very vivid in their movements, so you could feel like you were riding a horse across the grasslands. It was wonderful.
Brilliant, glorious, inspiring. Shenyun Performing Arts brings to life classical Chinese dance and music in a gloriously colorful and exhilarating show, part of a 20-country world tour. The SOH Network is a proud sponsor of Shenyun Performing Arts. For tickets and information, please visit www.shenyunperformingarts.org.
You are listening to AsiaCast from the SOH Network.
Back with the rest of today's AsiaCast, I'm Rich Crankshaw. South Korea said Tuesday, June 31st, it was disappointed with North Korea for announcing it would never deal with its neighbor. North Korea accused Seoul Monday, May 30th, of using psychological warfare and said it would never deal with the South Korean president. The North stated its intent to launch an all-out offensive against South Korea after human rights groups and some politicians sent anti-Pyongyang propaganda across the border in balloons. Indonesia's sports minister was grilled by the country's anti-graft body Tuesday, May 31st. The Corruption Eradication Commission is looking into alleged corruption in awarding the contract to build the athletes' village for the Southeast Asian Games in November. The sports minister faced a three-hour grilling after the Corruption Eradication Commission called him for questioning as a witness. Three people have been arrested over the project deal, which is estimated to cost over $2 million. The Australian live cattle export industry is in turmoil after graphic footage of animal cruelty in Indonesian's abattoirs has been released. The footage shows cattle suffering inhumane torture before being slaughtered. The RSPCA, along with Animals Australia, released the footage, saying the live export industry was aware of the abuses, but did not act when they were exposed. Indonesia has about 100 abattoirs where Australian cattle are sent for slaughter. Since the release of the footage, over 100,000 Australians have registered their disgust on animal rights websites. A group of retired engineers and professionals in their 60s are volunteering to work on addressing the nuclear crisis facing Japan. They say the burden of addressing the nuclear crisis should rest on the shoulders of the older workers, not the younger ones. Yasutera Yamada, a 72-year-old retired engineer, called upon fellow retired professionals to step forward and help tackle Japan's nuclear crisis. In an interview with the BBC, Yamada said even if he was exposed to radiation, cancer could take 20 to 30 years or longer to develop. He said he now has almost 200 people, from crane operators to cooks, wanting to sign up. On a lighter note, researchers in southwest China have discovered ruins of a large village that dates back 4,500 years. The ancient village, located in Chunjiang County, Yunnan Province, was first discovered in 2009. The initial stage of excavations started last November. The site occupies 2.5 acres and contains the ruins of 20 houses. Where buildings once stood, archaeologists found household items made of pottery, bronze, stone, and copper. The Yunnan Archaeology Research Institution said the excavation filled a gap in their knowledge about ancient Yunnan culture. The expected short lifespan of a life-size polar bear ice sculpture began in Sydney, Australia, Friday, June 3rd. Three ice sculptors were set to spend 6 hours carving the 4-meter-long, 2-meter-high bear out of a block of ice, which has a bronze skeleton frozen inside. They will then leave it to melt. The message behind the project is that there will always be an Arctic, but it will be a very different place with global warming. Previous ice bears have lasted 2 weeks. Sydney's version is expected to melt within 4 to 5 days. Rich Crankshaw, SOH Network.
AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.